Among his many roles in the Buffalo News sports department, Bob DeCesare was covering the Buffalo Sabres late in the 1993 season. Pat LaFontaine, who would set the club record for points that year, took a moment at practice at Winnipeg and took a seat in the penalty box next to the sports writer. During the ensuing conversation, LaFontaine revealed that he was playing with a hairline fracture in his leg.
The chances of you getting that type of information nowadays are zero. You have like a media representative from these teams that like hang over your shoulder. What they're afraid of, I have no idea. There's so much paranoia that exists.
DeCesare left the Buffalo News in 2018 after 36 years with the paper. During that time, he amassed plenty of stories and some keen perspective on the news business. At the time we talked, he was in Florida 2 months after his planned departure, which had been delayed by the outbreak of the coronavirus.
I've kind of sworn it off now, but I've been watching a lot of cable news. And all it is one big agenda, whatever side you're on. If you want to go right, you want to go left, there's agendas that will feed that. There's no neutrality anymore. It's not there. You know, I can't just hear both sides of the story and let me make up my mind. I'm trying, you know, either side is trying to lead me by the nose and tell me what I am supposed to think. And I resent that.
While it's a familiar critique, DeCesare offers a nuanced point, one shaped by his days as a sports columnist at the Buffalo News.
But again, I think we need to look at things. I think some of this, you know, the onus on this goes to the reader, too. People would call and say, like, you know, I don't agree with that. You know, I'd write something and they'd say, I don't agree with that. How can you even say that? And it's like, okay, you don't agree with it. That's fine. I'm not trying to change your mind. What I'm trying to do is make you think.
Bob DeCesare gave us plenty to think about during our hour-long conversation. That full interview is at WBFO.org and includes background into his book, He's Out, with Western New York native Jamie Scalise, who talks about the father she hardly knew, Richard Matt, the convicted murderer who, along with David Sweat, broke out of Clinton Correctional Facility in 2015. He also reflects with pride on his former colleagues at the Buffalo News, many of whom, like himself, were born and raised in Western New York. Bucky Gleason, John Vogel, the late Tom Borelli, Amy Moritz, Jerry Sullivan, who after 3 decades has been granted native status. As roles were changing and some were departing the news, so did DeCesare.
But I knew how good we were. And I knew what everybody put into it. And when that was changing and the change was being forced, and I thought that in terms of our sports department, we were not going to be as good as we were, and that was just unacceptable.
Bob DeCesare says he hasn't done much writing since he left the news, though he has another book in mind that would fictionalize an overlooked local sporting event from a century ago. He wouldn't get specific, and he took a similar approach to his great passion, fishing, in his favorite spot, which he'd only describe as in the lower Niagara River.
In the general, you know, Lewiston-type area. to go down, you know, I hike down in there and go fish steelhead and brown trout and lake trout. And it is one of the most beautiful places on earth to go down there in the fall when the leaves are turning. It's just spectacular.
Spoken like someone who spent his career working with words and who knows and understands his place. Not a surprise for a graduate of Buffalo State who covered the Bisons at the Rockpile, clerked at the Courier Express, and spent 36 years at the Buffalo News. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.